Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
I'm outside this beautiful hotel called Lord Elgin. Yeah, that's what it's called. I'm in Ottawa right now. Here's what's interesting. We've been on this tour all across the country. We've been to Montreal, Quebec, Toronto, Niagara Falls, all these types of things. What I did recently, I've never done this before, absolutely never done this. But lately when I've been going into the hotels, what I've been saying is, when I check in, I give them my confirmation number. By the way, you should try this trick. It's totally working. I don't know why it's working. But I go in there and I say, by the way, these are nice hotels, but I go in and I say, are there any upgrades available? And I let them know, like, I'm willing to pay for upgrades. Like, are there any upgrades available for the room? This type of thing. You know what's crazy? So there was one that said, yeah, absolutely, you can upgrade the view, which I did. It costs a little bit more money, but let me tell you, it was totally worth it. We overlooked the St. Lawrence River, and it was just an incredible stay. We saw boats coming in. We saw people in the towns walking below. It was absolutely beautiful for the upgrade. But what's interesting is many times when I don't even have to pay anything, I don't know what it is, but they say, absolutely. And then they start giving me things. Like, for instance, this hotel this morning, or yesterday, you know, I said, do you have any upgrades available? And they started handing me, like, Wi-Fi passwords, which normally cost money. They started handing me Starbucks coupons for my wife and I. And I didn't even ask, like for free stuff. But they just said, absolutely. And they just started giving me all these things. So here's the point. Look, in life, you can choose to downgrade yourself. You can choose to go and barely make your way in. Think about the movie The Titanic, right? Where a lot of people just were happy to get on the Titanic. They just got a ticket. But other people, I mean, they got to enjoy the ride. And I get it, Titanic sunk, and maybe it's a bad analogy, but you get my point. When you travel, when you go through life, consider doing an upgrade. Look, we have a conference coming up, and there are certain people that did the VIP upgrade. And look, it's going to cost us a lot more money for a VIP ticket, because there's steak and seafood and VIP access to all the speakers in a special lounge and preferred seating and a party, that pre-party, all this extra stuff that costs our team extra money. But the upgrade is worth it. The people who get the upgrade, you know, reserve seating, just all these extra things. I want to challenge you. I didn't grow up thinking that. I didn't grow up thinking, let's go through life and ask for an upgrade. Why? Because, I don't know, maybe we're taught in life to think very little of ourselves. Listen, I'm not talking about pride. I'm not talking about being arrogant. You can be extremely humble and have upgrades. It's all about your heart. But my point today is that I just want you to think about upgrading your life. What does that mean? Even think about that. That's shocking for so many people to think that they could actually go through life with upgrades. And of course, I'm speaking metaphorically. I'm speaking about maybe the upgrade in life is that you actually have friendships and relationships that you enjoy. You actually take time to rest instead of hustling all the time. Look, I don't know what an upgrade means to you. I'd love for you to share in the notes, but I'm just saying a little growth that I've gone through is, rather than just getting through experiencing the trip. And I think my wife, actually, Kelly, I think she kind of wears off on me in this area, right? Because she's a little bit different. But go through life next time with an upgrade and see the different experience that's available. In fact, one of my friends, Scott, used to say that. He said, look, if you're going to do the trip, do it the right way. And I think that that's a very interesting mindset that very few people have. So whether you just go up and ask, are upgrades available? Look at all those doors that opened for me. Or whether you're someone who decides intentionally now to pay for upgrades, it's worth it. It's worth it. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Look, I'd love to hear some of your comments below, wherever you're watching this. Tell me about your upgrades. What are your experiences? When's the last time you asked for an upgrade? When's the last time you paid for an upgrade? Was it worth it? Let's start the conversation. I'm curious on this topic. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.